Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week, we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
The Gospel according to John, beginning with the 6th chapter at the 24th verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you come here? And he answered them, Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life. That is, the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal. And then they said to him, Well, what must we do to perform the works of God? And Jesus answered them, This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. And they said to him, Well, what sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said to them, Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. And they said, Sir, give us this bread always. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, in our gospel for this Sunday, Jesus speaks about the food that perishes on the one hand and the food that endures on the other. He's been pursued by a crowd of people who saw him feed the 5,000. That, of course, was our gospel last Sunday. He tells the crowd they've set their mind on the wrong things. And he has this to say to the crowd. He says, Very truly, I tell you, you're looking for me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal. Well, obviously, Jesus isn't too happy with this crowd. They seem more interested in obtaining free bread. But for Jesus, the feeding of the 5,000 wasn't about giving people free bread. Instead, it was a sign pointing to Jesus. It was a way of revealing his identity. It's saying he isn't just another prophet like Moses or a king like David there to liberate them from oppression. Instead, he's the bread of life God sent to give life to the world. But you know what? The crowd, they're so impressed by the feeding of the 5,000 that they really don't have their eye on the spiritual meaning of what Jesus does. And hey, maybe we can feel some sympathy for them. You know, it's pretty hard to preach the gospel to people whose bellies are empty and they're hungry. And so you can't blame these hungry people for wanting food. So maybe isn't Jesus being a little tough on them? We got to remember something. We live as hungry people in a hungry world. Everyone is looking for something that will sustain and nourish their life, something that will feed and energize them, something that will fill and satisfy them. In essence, everyone is looking for bread. The problem is, of course, that we are hungry. But it's the kind of bread we eat that makes the difference. So let's pause for a moment and think about the variety of bread being eaten in our lives in the world. So we're stepping off here into a metaphor. We're thinking about what does bread symbolize? King David is surely not the only one to have eaten the bread of betrayal, adultery, murder. Today, if you read the newspapers over in Syria, both sides are eating the bread of violence and war. Here in our own country, we got Democrats and Republicans. They all share the bread of negativity, hostility, and name-calling. Many of us eat a bread of what I'll call having to be right or getting our own way. Sometimes we eat the bread of hurt feelings and resentment. Sometimes we eat the bread of feeling lonely or fear or isolation. There are times we eat the bread of sorrow or guilt. Other times we eat the bread of power and control. And sometimes we eat the bread of revenge or one-upsmanship. In other words, what is the hunger in us and how do we feed it? And when you think of it that way, well, we eat all kinds of bread. The bread we eat reveals something about us and the nature of our appetite, what's driving us to do and say the things we do. In one sense, we can say the world is full of bread, and yet far too many people are hungry or empty, searching. They're not filled. They're not getting what they need. And that says something about our appetites. It says something about the bread we've eaten. It's a sure sign that the bread we have eaten isn't giving us the real life we need. It is perishable bread that nourishes only a perishable life. It leaves us wanting only more. Have you ever eaten something and then you're still hungry? I had that feeling the other day. Man, I was hitting the Rice Krispie bars and the cookies at our house. I tried for a healthy lunch. I went over here to Subway, and I ate just what I thought, oh, this is a good, healthy meal. But then I got home, and I said, boy, I'm still hungry. And that's when I went to the pantry. I said, this isn't the way it ought to be, but that's the way it went. What we learn is not all bread sustains and grows life. Not all bread is nutritious. In other words, the things that feed us aren't always good for us. If you want to know the nutritional value of bread, well, you have to look beyond the bread and ask, is it really doing for me what it needs to do? You have to ask, where does this bread come from? What makes it up? What are its ingredients? And that's what Jesus is trying to teach us in today's gospel. Here we have this huge crowd of people. They've all shown up hungry. And it was just a little earlier that Jesus fed 5,000 of them using 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. But then they show up again. And their first question is, Rabbi, when did you get here? They do not marvel at yesterday's miracle, giving thanks that God was so generous to them, or even wonder about who the rabbi is. It sounds to me like they're more worried they might have missed the next meal that Jesus started without them, and they're showing up late. They saw no sign, they saw no miracle in yesterday's feeding when he fed the 5,000. They saw nothing more than those 5 loaves and 2 fish. They either refused or were unable to see beyond the fish and the loaves. They were interested only in their own appetites, and Jesus is on to this. He understands what's up. And so he says this, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the bread. The people are concerned for their bellies. Jesus is concerned for their lives. The people want to feed themselves with bread. Jesus, on the other hand, wants to feed them with God. He wants to put God in their life. Do not work for the food that perishes, Jesus tells them, but for the food that endures to eternal life." What is that food? Well, that food that endures is Jesus himself. He is the bread that is broken and the bread that is distributed for the life of our world. He is the bread that is broken and yet never divided. He is the bread that is eaten and yet never exhausted. He is the bread that consecrates those who believe in him and bring them into their life. When we believe in Jesus, eating and ingesting, taking him into our lives, in other words, we live differently as a consequence of that. We see ourselves and one another as persons created in the image and likeness of Christ rather than as obstacles or issues to be overcome. We trust the silence of prayer rather than the words of argument. We choose love and forgiveness rather than anger and retribution. We relate with intimacy and vulnerability rather than superficiality and defensiveness. We listen for God's voice rather than only hearing our own. Ultimately, we seek life rather than death when we take Christ into ourselves. "I am the bread of life," Jesus tells the people, "and whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." What he's doing is this, he's offering the people himself. He is the imperishable bread that nourishes and sustains an imperishable life. Jesus makes the same offer to us that he did to that crowd 2,000 years ago. He offers himself to us in every one of our relationships. He's there for us in our family, in our friends, with strangers and enemies, those who agree with us and disagree with us. In every situation and each day of our life, we choose the bread we will eat. And the choice is between the perishable bread and the imperishable bread. It's between Christ and going our own way. And in so doing, we also choose the type of life we want to lead. Now, here at All Saints Lutheran Church, we make every effort to feed both the body and the spirit. On Saturdays, we feed the body when the people line up here to get their boxes of food. And then on Sunday morning here in our worship service, we feed the spiritual self. As disciples of Christ, we recall again and again what Jesus said. And it's at the center of everything we do. He said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." And I say to you today, may Christ feed you. May he, as the bread of life, feed you, and may you be satisfied. Through our ministries, we will feed others, that we may all be satisfied, and it shall be accomplished through Jesus Christ, the bread of life. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.